The state's largest teachers union has a new president. Karen McGee is the first woman to run the New York State United Teachers. The shakeup comes over concerns with the state's flawed implementation of the new Common Core learning standards. Teachers have been complaining that they were not adequately prepared to teach to the new standards and that test results should not be used to evaluate their performance. McGee, in a speech to delegates over the weekend, says she intends to be more vocal and more politically involved than the union's been in the past.
It is time for NYSA to exert itself as a powerful political force in this state once again. We will defend public education and public service, period.
McGee, in an interview, says teachers are also unhappy over decisions by Governor Cuomo and the legislature, including a property tax cap and new rebate program that have led to less funding for schools. She says the mood of New York's teachers right now isn't great.
They are upset. They're frustrated. They feel disrespected. They need to change that.
The governor and legislature recently agreed to delay the effects of the Common Core tests on students for two more years. Teachers had wanted to be included in the moratorium, but in the end were left out. Governor Cuomo had been opposed to extending the delay to teachers, but right after the budget was passed, he said he wants to revisit the issue.
If you said Common Core testing was premature for students and you just halted the grades on the transcript, then what is your opinion about the impact of Common Core testing on teacher evaluations and what should be done? That is an issue that we have not addressed and we need to address before the end of session, in my opinion.
McGee says she hopes to meet with Cuomo and believes he could benefit from hearing the teacher's perspective.
Governor's policies need to allow the professionals to be the advocates for the needs of the students.
It will be several months before the union decides on endorsements for the 2014 elections, but McGee says her members are not inclined right now to endorse Governor Cuomo for re-election.
There's not an outcry to go and endorse the governor, quite the opposite at this point in time. But there's a lot of time between April and August.
The union will meet later this summer to make those decisions. McGee taught at a public school in Westchester County, where Republican gubernatorial candidate Rob Astorino is county executive. Astorino did not permit his children to take the most recent Common Core exams, joining thousands of parents statewide who chose to have their children opt out. Astorino explained why he made that decision.
It's the experiment of all experiments in education. They admit that they have no metrics or anything to fall back on, so we'll see in 10 years if this worked. Meanwhile, our children are going to be the lab mice in this.
McGee refused to condemn Astorino's decision.
It was a personal decision as a parent that he made. You know, how that impacts this election is to be seen.
The new NYSET president says overall, though, she doesn't know much about Astorino's education policy. County executives normally don't have one. Candidate Astorino has called for an end to the Common Core and is circulating a petition. He says he wants to raise student standards, but says the Common Core path is untested and he'd rather accomplish the goal locally. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.